Find ourselves right now in the Shloshes Simei Hagbalah, in the days of right before Shavuos. And in honor of Shavuos, I thought we would just share a very important yisod that will help us for Shavuos, and also we'll tie it into Parshas Naso. You'll say today is Monday, and why are we giving you Parshas on Monday? The answer is because it's the last day of Shir for the week, because already tomorrow is Erev Shavuos, and then we have Shavuos 2 days. Some of us, some people, 2 days Shavuos, and then it's already Shabbos, so we miss our regular Thursday parasha. So I'll try to tie into the parasha as well, and hopefully it'll be a very, very important message for us for Shavuos and for life as Hashem. The Megillah that is read on Shavuos is Megillas. Rus is correct. Rus, very good. What does Megillas? What's have to do with Shavuos? A lot. There are a lot of connections. The most basic is that the beginning of the end of the first chapter of Rus says that the story took place b'tchilas katzir sa'orim, in the time of Chag HaKatzir. One of the names of Shavuos is Chag HaKatzir, the time of the cutting of the harvest, so to speak. And therefore, it's one connection. There are many, many connections between Rus and Shavuos. Not so much for now. But I saw this morning a vart. I saw a three-line vart, B'shem Rav Yashiv Zatzal, that I think is just so powerful, and it sheds light onto Shavuos for sure, onto another idea from Parshas Naso, and again, hopefully, something that we can take with us. The first chapter of Ruas basically describes how there was a man, Elimelech. Elimelech was the Gadol Hador, the Gemara says, and he unfortunately left Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Moab, and unfortunately, tragedy struck Elimelech and his wife Naomi. They lost, unfortunately, their two sons, Mahlon and Kilion, and they left. Elimelech also passed away, unfortunately, and now Rus and Orpah, the two daughters-in-law, are left with Naomi. And Naomi's going back to Eretz Yisrael. And Naomi pleads with her daughters-in-law, with Rus and with Orpah, please stay back. You're young. You can remarry. Don't come with me. I'm old. I have nothing to do for you. I'm over my age of the ability to help you out. So much as stay here, get remarried, start a new life. Why are you staying with me? And we know the story. Orpah finally says, okay, fine. You know what? I'm going to go back. And in fact, Chazal say she's called Orpah from the word Oreth. Oreth is the back of the neck. She turned her back on her mother-in-law, on Naomi. And she goes back and stays in Moab. It says in the pasuk, Rus Dovkaba. Rus clings on to Naomi. And there's very, very moving psukim. She basically holds on and says, for dear life, I'm not leaving you. Your God is my God. Your nation is my nation. One of the connections between Rus and Shavuos is that on Shavuos, all of Klal Yisrael underwent a certain kind of gerus, a certain kind of conversion. Rus became a gioress in this story. She converted to Yiddishkeit, and she said, my nation is your nation. Wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you die, I'll die, etc., etc., etc. But why did Naomi take her with her? She kept pushing them away. She was pushing away. Like the rule is, when a convert comes and says, I want to become a Jew, you push them away. So over here also, Naomi's doing what she's supposed to do. She's pushing both daughters-in-law away. And she succeeds with Orpah. But why did she not succeed with Rus? So you'll say, because, I don't know, she didn't succeed. But the pasuk in the Navi, in Rus, tells us exactly why. Listen to these gorgeous words. This is Perek Aleph, pasuk Yudchas, Vatera. And Naomi sees, Ki mis ametzes hi lalechas ita. That she was pushing. She was stubborn. She was mitchazek herself. She was strengthening herself to come along with her mother-in-law Naomi, and then batirdal laberla. And then she said, "You know what? I'm stopping here. I can't." When she saw the drive, when she saw the push, when she saw the motivation of her daughter-in-law of Rus, Naomi said, "Okay, you win. I'm not gonna overcome this." She has the drive, she has the will, she's mitametzet, she's pushing, she's fighting. I got her. Well, the Yashu goes on to explain in just three short lines. Look what happened because of this. What was the difference between Arpa, who Chazal said that same day went back to Moab and violated the worst averos imaginable, and Rus, who came with Naomi, converted to Judaism, ultimately married whom? Boaz, and ultimately was the grandmother of whom? David, who was ultimately the grandmother of Mashiach. Look, says Rabbi Yashiv, at the difference between Rus and Arpa. Rus was mitametzet. She put an effort. She tried. She was mitchazek herself. And look at the result. Look where she got. Look what came out of that. From a little bit of push, a little bit of effort, a little bit of struggle, a little bit of, I'm going to go after it anyway. I'm not, it's hard. I'm being pushed away. I don't care. I'm going for it again. I'm being pushed away. I don't care. I'm going back. I'm going for it. And look where that brought Rus, and look where, unfortunately, where the lack of that didn't bring Arpa. We'll tie into the parsha a little bit. We'll bring it home to Shavuos, and then we'll call it. Mirtz Hashem. So, in the parsha of Parshas Naso, in the middle of the parsha, there's this story of the Nazir. We actually once in the Shmuz earlier this year mentioned the Nazir. The Nazir is introduced in the Torah in Perek Vav of Parshas of Sefer Bamidbar. It says, Ish o Yisha, a man or a woman. A woman also could be a Nazir, a Nazira. Ki Yafli, who does a Pele. What's a Pele? Who remembers what's a Pele? A wonderment. Good boy. What's the wonderment? To take a neder, to become a Nazir, to be a Nazir to Hashem, and they don't take any wine, don't drink wine, and they don't have any parts of wine, no grapes, no pit, etc., etc. And they also don't become Tame to Dead Valley. Now, Pele, as Jojo correctly said, is a wonderment. A wonderment? Where's the wonder? What's the big deal? I don't have meat for a month? What are they like, you know? I don't really like chalis. What's the big deal? Well, they work at Burger's Bar or something, they can't have, you know, like, it's such a big deal for them, they can't have meat for a month. So it says that Ibn Ezra, a beautiful thing. Yafli, he says, Yafish, oh yeah, Sadabra Pele. It's a wonderment. You know why? Ki rov ha'olam, because the majority of the world, holchim, follow, achar ta'avasam. They follow their desires. You know what the wonderment is? And instead of being a person that's just drawn after their desires, like Arpa was in the story of Rus, the Nazir says, you know what? I'm stepping up. I'm standing up for what I believe in. I am not just going to go with the flow and go with what everyone does, but I'm going to be strong. I'm going to make an effort. I'm going to make a push. It might be challenging, maybe difficult, might be sometimes against the grain, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to make a push. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to push myself that extra mile. And because of that, he gets the title Nazir, which the rabbis understand mean Nazir is from the language of Nazir. What's a Nazir? A crown. He's wearing a crown in his head. What's he getting a crown for? Because he's not eating meat? No, because he's not following the flow. He's putting effort. He's going against the tide. He's with Amets. And when a person puts an effort, that is what separates the men from the boys, and that is what makes a person great. That's what builds Klal Yisrael. That's what builds Mashiach. That's what Rus becomes. Rus because she puts in the effort, and that is ultimately what our job, our mission is in life. Rav Osai, Shavuos is around the corner. Shavuos is coming up. Everyone's holding a different place. Some of us have been learning strong the entire year, Baruch Hashem. Some of us have had ups and downs. Maybe some of us feel like kind of the end of this man. You know, spring fever outside, it's 85 degrees and beautiful in Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes a little bit challenging. Here's the message. The message is, wherever we're holding, wherever we are at, our job is just to push a little bit further. To push a little further. If I feel that push, I feel the excitement in the air, great. And if I don't feel the excitement in the air, you know what? I'm still going to push. I'll tell you a secret. The Mishnah Perkei Avos, the last Mishnah in the fifth paragraph of Avos says, Lefum Tzara Agra, which means, according to the effort, according to the pain, according to the exertion that a person does, is the reward. If you're feeling really geschmack about learning, you really want to learn, and you learn anyway, it's still good, you still learn. But if you're not feeling it so much, and a lot of times we're not feeling it so much, and we push anyway to come, we push ourselves to come to Seder, come to Shir, come to something, to davening. I'm not feeling it right now, but I push anyway to come. I don't even feel the connection, but I still do it anyway. That is a pele. That's a nezer. That's a crown. That is what Ruth did to become the grandmother of Mashiach. Atira nami saw kimit ametze. That she's stubborn. That she's strong. That she's pushing. And pushing hard. That is a meaningful message. Avosa, we should be zocha. Wherever we're at, no matter what we're up to in life, to be people that push, that I be mitametz a little bit more. Every effort is meaningful. Every effort is important. Every effort is valuable. I just read, and I'll close with this. I read it in Rebbe Tzemacha's book recently. I'm reading it again now before I go to sleep at night. It's around page 175 or so, give or take. That's what I'm up to. And she writes that, she quotes from one of the great Kabbalists, that at the end of the days, which we're in right now, Every effort that a person makes in Yiddishkeit is so blessed and so meaningful and so wonderful. A person thinks, what am I doing? Does it really matter? A little bit. And she brings from a great, great source, I forget who it was, maybe Reb Chaim Vital, that every effort that a person makes when the challenge is so great is so much more precious. I think she even quotes, might even be more meaningful, more precious than previous generations. Might even be more precious, more meaningful than what was done in the previous generations. Don't take it for granted. Let's try our best to push a little bit further, a little bit stronger, make the effort that we can, Bez Hashem. Bizoche, each one of us, to a true Kabbalah Satorah, to a chance to be uplifted, to be elevated, and to ultimately become that nezer, that crown, that wears the crown of a person who's striving and soaring to become the best that they could be. A wonderful Chag, wonderful Shabbos as well.
Shabbos.